I think it's 3AB. I think it's in the sixth inning. I don't know if you know here or there.
Oh, yeah, he started me with a fastball away. Good pitch, and then he hung the slider a little bit. So, saw it early and got the head out and was able to drive it to left.
Obviously, you've been able to play pretty much every day since you came off and get at bats and contribute. How nice to just kind of get in there and just right away just be able to contribute.
Yeah, I mean, I got a great group of guys around me that have been very supportive from day one, helping me settle in, and it's much appreciated, and I'm looking forward to continuing to do that.
How'd you get such a good jump on that bunt?
I was playing over a little bit with the lefty up and up in the grass for the bunt. So I started crashing, and then it's a really weird play how it, I've never really seen a bunt go like that. And yeah, it was nice to make that play.
Your pitcher seemed to be a fan.
Yeah, yeah. I think he said something about baseball being fun like right then. And that was that was definitely right. It was a good time.
He said it right then and there?
Yeah, he said, just baseball's fun. don't take it so hard. Just come out here and have a good time.
Cole mentioned that kind of like a play like that, and then obviously getting the double after that. That type of energy maybe kind of rubbing off. Is that something that you would feel like you can do, just kind of breathe some energy in here and kind of
Your style? Yeah, absolutely. I want to do whatever I can to help this team win and bring energy, take good at-bats, be a good teammate, and do the same thing for these guys that they've done for me. It's just be encouraging and a good teammate.
How much do you look at this as an opportunity to, you know, to stay here, you know, the rest of the year here and kind of establish yourself as a big league?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That's my goal. Absolutely. I mean, it was cool to get called up, but at the same time, I feel like I belong here, and I'm going to continue to go out there and perform, and like I said, help this team win any way I can.
That wasn't the only ball you barreled up. Did it a double play. Did you think that could have gone through?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough play. Right after I talked to Elvis, and he said he would backpedal at home. So, I mean, he was running on the pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have been down the line and definitely had a run there, so that was tough.
We were talking to Steve about it. He was saying, you know, sometimes guys would come up to this level, they try to, maybe they change, try to do something different. Maybe the successful way is to just keep doing what you're doing. Is that kind of what you said to you, what you've been trying to do here?
Yeah, I mean, I actually got to spend some time with him in Vegas when he was on his rehab assignment, and even then he was telling me, I look forward to seeing you soon. And when I got here, it was exactly what he said. He said, keep doing what you're doing, don't change anything, playing the same game. So guys like that, I mean, it's awesome to be around.
And playing a position that pretty popular guy playing before you. Are you a baseball fan that you kind of recognize, like, the team's history and positions and, like, Chapman? And
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I came up, got drafted in 18, and ever since I've been here, he was the guy, and that's all you hear about is how good he is, just all-around player. So, yeah, you definitely want to try to follow in those steps and be great like he was.
You get to know him at all?
I just met him in spring training this year for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So, right before he got traded.
No? What was that like?
It was cool.
Yeah,
I was doing a lot of catching at that time, so I didn't really spend as much time with the infielders. But he was really good to me.
How does one position equate to the other? I mean, you play multiple positions.
I want to try to move around, be an athlete, be a utility player, and add value, and wherever I'm needed, willing to go play.
You said you feel like you belong here, but it's still kind of a weird feeling, a nice feeling. 23rd round pick is able to kind of make it to this level and sort of have success right now, right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Just want to continue to go out there every single day, get all my work in, move around, still catch some bullpens and stuff when I can. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely special. That's something that I pride myself on.
What's the biggest thing you've learned so far in your first season?
I mean, every single day you got to find that consistent routine. And I watch the guys around me, get all the footwork in and stuff, something I haven't really done with Emar. So just being where I'm supposed to be at the right time and being early and getting ahead of all those guys, being here before them and getting my work in before they are.
Is that maybe your strongest asset, the versatility?
I mean, wherever I'm asked to play, I mean, I'm willing. So if I have to move around more and continue to learn new positions, I'm willing to do that.
Did you learn a lot of that in the minors? Or coming up before Pro Bowl?
Mostly third base before Pro Bowl, but then I've started moving around to first base, second base, and now catching this year. So.
You got some family here?
Actually, not here in Oakland. They were in Boston. But I think they plan on coming back soon for sure.